Now, it's probably happened to most of us at one time or another. The squelch as your foot, buggy or wheelchair slides into dog poo on the pavement. Now consider the impact for those who are vision impaired and already struggling with all of the other obstacles blocking spaces where they should not be. Data gathered by Vision Ireland shows that just 46 dog fouling fines were issued by local authorities last year, and that is a reduction of 36 fines from 2022. And the survey found that a third of respondents were impacted by that dog poo, while 70% were affected by cars parked on footpaths. With 22,000 fines issued to motorists illegally parked in this way. Kevin Kelly is Head of External Affairs at Vision Ireland. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
I know you're blind. What's your own personal experience of trying to navigate your way on pavements with cars and dog poo?
Very unpleasant, not a great topic to be talking about on a morning breakfast radio, but as being blind myself, whether I'm using my long cane or using my guide dog, I'm not able to detect the dog poo on the path. So as you said yourself, the first thing I know is the squelch. It's either on the bottom of my shoe or on the roller tip on my cane. That presents a significant challenge for myself then to clean that poo from the bottom of my shoe or the cane when you're not able to see what you're doing. Everyone's well aware that dog poo is not great from a disease perspective. It spreads disease. It means that someone who is blind or vision impaired can't store their cane in their bag until it's cleaned. It also presents a challenge around slipping as well.
And why? And I see the number of fines that you've recorded by checking with all local authorities. Why is the number so small?
That's a very good question, Mary. I remember speaking and as part of our campaign last year. And as you say, at that time, the number was quite low. There's been a reduction of 36 fines issued. It is a significant problem. We are all very aware of that. And we're calling on the general public and people who own dogs pick up after their dogs and to act more responsibly. There are certain initiatives that certain local authorities have run around awareness and making bags available to dog owners, but much work needs to be done in this area, as well as looking at increased policing, despite how difficult it might be to catch a dog owner not picking up after their dog.
More dog wardens.
Yes, I think that would be warranted, particularly until we get on top of this situation. The fact that 18 local authorities issued no fines, with Kerry County Council topping the list with 13 fines, it shows that there is a huge problem, and it is presenting both a health and safety challenge to people who are blind and vision impaired, or people with reduced mobility who may be using mobility aids.
And just tell me briefly about the other obstacle, which is cars blocking pavements. And we see this all the time. It really affects you and others who are vision impaired. And it affects cyclists as well, because they're blocking cycle paths.
Absolutely. 70% of our respondents to the survey say that they face cars blocking paths on a regular basis. So for someone who's blind or vision impaired, when they encounter the car on the path, they're left with the decision of having to wait and stop their journey until the car owner returns. God knows how long they'd be waiting. Or more often than not, what they're forced to do is actually step off the footpath into the roadway, into oncoming traffic, which makes them exceptionally vulnerable. Motorists may not be expecting them to act in that way, because it's not a controlled crossing point. 22,000 fines were issued last year. That's a stark number, but that's, again, only those who got caught. Imagine what the real number and the real incidence of cars parked illegally on paths actually is.
Kevin, we all need to do better. Thank you very much. Kevin Kelly, Head of External Affairs at Vision Ireland.